This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Just like on Saturday Night Live, they need more cowbell. We need more French horn.
Oh, no.
What is a holiday?
So I said on the two-way, I said, Dan, are you ready? And he looks at me and goes, no. And then he picks it up off the floor. He's ready to roll.
Well, you know, caveats to be issued. It's been a long time since I have played my horn.
Please be mindful of the mechanics of your microphone and the spatial.
Remind everyone, Dan, this came up a couple weeks ago on the show. I don't even remember how, but you said something like, we were talking about band camp that one time. I don't even remember how it came up, but he was like, you know, I play the French horn. I love the French horn. We asked you, would you be willing to bring it in and give us, just tickle the ivories just a little bit. And you agreed to do so.
Okay, so all I can remember really is how to play the C scale. Okay.
That's fine.
It's been
that's all I
decades
hear
since
is I played. Is the C scale.
All right.
And maybe a little Bohemian Rhapsody.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
All right, you want me to give it a shot?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Okay, here we go. My embouchure is not warmed up enough.
Oh, yeah! I think your embouchure is just fine. Beautiful.
Wow, not too bad.
You're like Ron Burgundy with his flute.
I love it.
That's right.
Well
Thank
done.
Thank you, Dan. I'm proud of you, and I'm happy that you brought that in. I didn't think you'd actually do it. I'm glad that you did.
And I nailed the notes, and there we go. Got my fingering right?
Yep, very proud
Seriously.
Of you. Speaking of music, one of the things I am reading about this next topic is maybe there's just so much music to be had in that town that is why people are bringing children to Las Vegas. And let me give you an example. Okay. You know, there's 10 million shows you can see there. It is overwhelming the smorgasbord of entertainment that on any given night.
You know I don't gamble.
There's a Prince tribute band.
The only time I've ever been to Vegas was to see the Scorpions.
The Australian Bee Gees were there while I was there.
Did you see them?
We did not, because they were just here in Kansas City. But one of the shows that we went to was the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show, which I apparently was in Kansas City a few years ago. Run, Do Not Walk, and put that on your list. It is outstanding.
Okay.
I don't know that younger children would... I don't think they'd mind it. I don't think they would enjoy it as thoroughly as someone in their 40s or 50s who remembers classic Michael Jackson. But you can see boy band shows there. You can see, I mean, you name it, they've got it there, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I did not anticipate was the number of children just in the casino everywhere. And I don't mean one. I don't mean I saw one baby or I saw one toddler. There were parents
on the gaming floor.
Yes, there were parents pushing twin toddlers through the casino. I mean, you know, so, Vegas is a dark, seedy, smoky, you know, I don't think children when I think Vegas outside of maybe Circus 20 years ago.
So casinos in Vegas are very different than casinos here. To even get into the area that is considered the gaming floor here in Kansas City, you have to pass through the ID check portal, yeah. Right? And so you go up to the guy, you show your ID, you get through. Anybody who's under the age of 18, I think, or 21, cannot physically enter the actual gaming floor.
Here, in Kansas City.
In Las Vegas, inside every single casino is some other attraction. There might be
a roller coaster.
There might be a roller coaster. There might be a bowling alley. I went midnight bowling one time in Las Vegas when I was 19 years old. I walked through the gaming floor to get there. They have the pathways sectioned off with, like, red velvet ropes or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you are seen as someone under the age of 21 crossing that rope, they are very quick to come and grab you and put you back on the proper side of that rope.
Okay, but 19 years old and glow bowling is very different than I'm taking 2 4-year-olds or an infant. Or when I say we saw so many children, I don't mean 19-year-olds. I mean, like, children.
Okay, but were the parents just strollering them across the gaming floor to get somewhere else?
They were everywhere.
Place to eat? Or were they pulling slots
with
the stroller right next to them?
Children, I did not see a child like right next to a slot machine, but there were children everywhere.
So remember that we used to call Las Vegas Sin City because that's what it was, and it was an adult playground. But what, 15, 20, 25 years ago? They started to try to change it into more of a Disney World in the desert.
Oh, God, I still would not call it family-friendly. Am I wrong?
Trying to attract families and that money around families to come out and vacation. And they started to turn it into more of a playground with a little naughtiness on the side.
Somebody said to me, and one of the Uber drivers, heck, you think that's... Because we asked an Uber driver. I go, what is the deal with all the kids here? And he said, oh, you won't believe it. There are certain places where they have, like, daycare. You can drop your kid off.
When we were in Vegas.
And go gamble. Go do whatever you're going to do. Yeah. And then come back and get your child.
When we were in Vegas in the spring of 2022, we were there to see the Scorpions. My brother and me and his wife. And when we were leaving the airport, I didn't know this band was in town. But when we were leaving to come back to Kansas City the next morning, and it was an early flight, there were teenagers galore.
Sure.
That South Korean pop band, BTS, was playing at the football stadium the same night we were going down to the Hard Rock to watch the Scorpions. And kids flew in with their parents from God knows what reaches of the United States to see this boy band, BTS.
Okay, in 2019, according to one survey from the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, okay, in 2019... 5% of tourists said they had kids tagging along in Vegas. 5%. In 2021, that number jumped to 21%. And those numbers bear out from what I saw.
One in five.
5% to 21%. What is driving that? It can't be that there's a boy band there.
Read the next line. That is because tourism dropped by 10 million visitors in those 2 years.
Yeah, and so they don't want to pay a babysitter. They don't want to pay the daycare. So they take the kid, they bring the iPad or the iPhone, and they say, here, kid, this bench is outside of the designated gaming area. Papa's got to go lose some money.
Yeah.
We'll see you in an hour. Something happens, scream.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible, but that's what they do.
But maybe they're also bringing in acts that would generate a younger audience, knowing full well that a kid has to come with mom or dad, or mom and dad.
Why would that be fun for mom or dad? Like, one of the last places I would think would be entertaining for me as an adult to go on vacation would be Vegas if children were in tow. It's just not something that would...
But if you're taking your kid there to see a show, for example, years ago when Sarah was much younger, I took her to Dallas to see 5 Seconds of Summer.
Okay.
All right? We spent money in Dallas.
Sure.
Maybe the whole point is not to get mom and dad on the gaming floor. It's just to get mom and or dad or mom and dad into the city.
To spend money.
To buy dinners, to buy souvenirs, to go to the show with their kid.
Listen to this next line from the CNBC article. This year, with kids on school break, it has become so common to see parents pushing strollers through the casino that even a casino executive barely noticed it. The executive, who declined to be named, laughed and shrugged it off when a CNBC reporter commented on the site.
They also have a number of resort-style hotels near the Strip now. Think like Great Wolf Lodge.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a vacation thing. As the text line points out, they started doing this 25, 30 years ago, marketing to families heavily.
All right. So in the CNBC story, there's a picture of a family.
Yeah.
Okay. Mom, dad, daughter, son.
Yep.
I guarantee you they were not going to the place behind them.
Nope. It says Chippendale,
That's
Scott.
That's correct. That is correct.
It's what that says.
Let's take a family photo right in front of Chippendale's.
Do they have kettle chips there?
Hmm. Yeah, I don't. Okay.
It's not your Disney Chippendale, the little chipmunks.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Here's another family, Dana. Would you tell me what's behind them?
Looks like a family of four, a couple of children. Again, there's Chippendale's.
Chippendale's right behind them.
They are very popular. Do you know what else I noticed out there? Was the nexus of all personal injury lawyer billboard advertising in that town.
Really?
Every 10 feet. Need a lawyer? I'm a lawyer. One of them said, injured in a casino? Call
okay.
now.
Okay.
Oh, Scott, you name it.
Okay.
Every
Slip and fall.
Street corner in that town is pick up the phone and better call Saul.
Get drunk, fall down, call me.
Not your fault. It's got to be the casino's fault that you got wasted and cracked your head open. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. So if you haven't heard, Inter Miami is going to be in town. They were supposed to play Sporting tomorrow night out at Sporting Park, but they've moved it to Wednesday. The snow's coming in tomorrow. Busby just sent us the forecast for the match on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Kickoff 4 degrees above zero with a wind chill of negative 9. By the second half, 1 degree below zero with a wind chill of negative 15. I was so wise. They offered me my seats. This is not a regular season game. This is a CONCACAF game. Which is just a tournament. And I decided not to buy my seats because it was in mid-February.
Freezing.
And I thought, there's no way. That's the worst weather in Kansas City is in February. I ain't going.
School's starting to close, Sam?
Yeah, there have been a handful of schools that have already made the announcement that they are either closed tomorrow or switching to virtual learning, most of which are in Leavenworth County. There's the Turner School District in Wyandotte County.
You mentioned Lewisburg. That's in Miami County.
All that stuff's on social now, though. People,
yeah.
You know, we want to give you information, but I feel like everyone, your kids will know before you do when school is out.
Yeah, they will get a text, yes.
So Vegas news and opinion blogger, his name is Scott Robin, last year went on Twitter and urged his 100,000 followers to, quote, stop bringing kids to Vegas. Quoting here. There are kids asleep in their strollers day and night, and adult things are happening around them, and I just don't think they need to be here, he told CNBC, saying he does judge parents harshly for bringing the children to Vegas. He is not a parent. He says, I am an advocate for Las Vegas being for grownups and children to be everywhere else. Just make this one place for adults. You can take your kids and enjoy a stroll down Main Street at Disneyland or, you know, go to Legoland in some other town. You don't, quote, need to be here.
I agree.
I just thought it was odd. I mean, I don't know why as an adult you would have fun with your children tagging along in a town like that. And I certainly don't think children.
Unless you're taking them to Vegas to see something they want to see, i.e. BTS, in April of 2022 or whenever we went. Maybe that. But I remember we were in and out. Landed on a Saturday morning, flew out on a Sunday. No, we flew in on a Friday night and then flew out early Sunday morning.
Yep.
That Saturday, before the Scorpion show, my brother and his wife and I were just walking around on the Strip. I lost track of how many times I was handed a flyer to go to some strip club or to get female entertainment later that evening.
You mean the stripper playing cards?
Yes.
Oh, those are a real thing.
I mean, it's just... Listen, I don't have a problem with that. If that's your thing, do whatever you want. Just don't hurt me and my family. But that is not a place where kids belong. And so for the BTSs of the world, stop booking shows in Las Vegas.
Right.
I have to be honest.
Because you're part of the problem. Sorry, Sam.
As a full-grown man, I was uncomfortable many times just walking down the strip. The sheer number of people, it stinks, it's dirty.
It does
smell. You're
getting
pushed around and bumped
around.
I'll
tell you this, it smells like pot. Now, you could say the same thing in all kinds of cities around the country now, including Kansas City. But there is that stench everywhere you go.
The best view of the strip is from a very high up hotel room.
Let's go to Jim in Bates City, 913-586-7798. Hello, Jim.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Dana, I could not agree more. And that was my comment to Sam earlier, is I used to go once or twice a year. We were there a little over a year ago. I'll never go back again because of the smell of the hippie cabbage is everywhere. It's in the casinos. It's on the strip. It's on the streets. It's in the restaurants. You'd get a contact high. I can't believe people would bring children to that.
Well, I would not bring my young children to Vegas, and I was only there for 36 hours.
Yeah, I'm not against, people and their debauchery. I don't want my kids around it. I don't enjoy being around it. Yeah. But to see people are bringing, I was always told that Vegas is the adult playground.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, right?
Not anymore, apparently.
It's supposed to be, right? And if you want to go see a show there, you can see that same show probably in your city, right? You can't see the Eagles at the Sphere.
Yeah, well, a lot of artists are using Vegas as home base for a residency so they don't have to tour.
Oh, yeah.
So
Who started that?
I don't know.
Was it Celine Dion?
I think it goes back before that. Somebody came up with the idea. It's a brilliant idea. Let the fans go to you. You don't have to go around the country on a bus. And you can basically set up camp in a hotel. And when the show is over, go back up to your room. The next day, sit by the pool. And then when it comes showtime, you go backstage, get dressed, and go out and do your show.
We were wondering, do the entertainers, and this includes like Don Henley, they don't stick around, do they? Do they get on a jet and leave? And
every
come
day?
Back? Yeah.
No.
Well, let's say they're only there Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah, they would probably go home because I bet Don Henley lives in California right next door. And then fly in on a Thursday, do your three nights in a row, and then go back home.
Dion had the longest residency in June of 2019, but the first Las Vegas residency debuted in 1944.
Whoa! Sinatra?
He was number two.
Boy, I don't know. Who would it
Liberace.
Be?
Liberace.
Oh, of course.
Really? Huh. Okay.
First ever concert residency. Liberace, 1944.
You said Celine Dion has had the longest. Somebody says in the text line, what about Wayne Newton? I don't know that he performs anywhere but Vegas.
Hello.
Somebody says Branson is starting to become the new Vegas. Okay. Okay.
What?
I'm not knocking Branson, but I don't...
Well, might as well while we're at it.
Oh. I mean, if you're comparing the two.
Listen, friend, I get it. For some people, Branson's their thing. That's fine. You will never catch me in Branson again.
But let's talk about Branson.
Okay.
Because there's probably some gaming and some other adult things you can do there. You can go to a bar. You can catch a show. But that is billed and known as a very family friendly town.
Well, yeah, Silver Dollar City.
Silver Dollar City. Yeah. In a way that I don't think Vegas is that thing.
I don't think anybody's going to look at you weird if you roll up with your 11 and 9-year-old kids in the back.
Not at all.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's go to New Orleans. Follow-up to the death of the reporter from Kansas City just prior to the Super Bowl. NBC News, the phone screensaver was the first sign that something was wrong. When Jason Eggle plugged the device in and fell asleep at his parents' New Orleans area home in the pre-dawn hours of October 16th, 2021, it was dead. He had not realized it was somebody else's phone. But once he awoke, Eggle recalled in an interview that he panicked and quickly came to believe that his phone had been intentionally swapped the night before, when he said he may have been drugged and conned by a woman who claimed to be his Uber driver. As Eggle frantically tried to gain access to his accounts, $15,000 vanished from his cryptocurrency account. Eggle, who is 50 years old, now believes that driver was Danette Colbert, 48 years old, the woman charged with fraud and other crimes this month after a Telemundo reporter covering the Super Bowl from Kansas City was found dead in his hotel in Kenner, just west of New Orleans.
These are my questions. How many men are dead? And how many men were drugged, came forward, and nothing happened? And this is from NBC News today. Men say they were conned by a woman linked to this Kansas City reporter's death and went to police but, quote, heard nothing back. I ask how many are dead for this reason, Scott. In our entertainment cities like Las Vegas or Nashville or God knows New Orleans, how many men have died, were actually drugged, they were murdered, but police show up and go, well, just another guy out here that didn't know where the line was, just had too much fun last night and probably got into some stuff he shouldn't have. This is going to be an epidemic of not just this woman, but other rings of these types of criminals preying on our male tourists.
Preying on the stereotype that men can't be victims.
That's the other thing, Sam. There are men out there who I think survived, and you wake up and you're panicked and you don't really remember what happened and you think, I just want to get out of here. I just want to go out.
It happened in the two cases. She was facing felony charges in Las Vegas. When the witness doesn't show up to testify, it's pretty hard to move forward with the case.
A second man, Eric Mall, telling NBC News he also believes he was targeted by Danette Colbert while she allegedly posed as an Uber driver in the French Quarter. He did not know who was responsible when he filed a report with New Orleans police one day after his phone was taken in 2021 and thousands of dollars stolen from accounts linked to his phone.
Yep.
But didn't hear anything more from police after he filed his report. The lack of response, Eric Mall said, made him believe, quote, they didn't do anything.
Investigators are now examining any and all cases that may be connected to this horrible human being, including some they're going back to take a look at in which she was ruled out as a possible suspect. Scott, I'm telling you, the number of victims is going to be staggering when this all comes out in the wash.
Oh, sure. And then there's the case of David Butler. We talked about him last week. He was out $80,000, and he believes Colbert also drugged him.
And now she's also being looked into as a suspect in a December death, December of last year. Keep in mind, and I believe it was August of last year, she was found guilty of wire fraud in the state of Louisiana. That is a felony with a prison sentence of up to 10 years. She was given probation.
It's just...
See you later. Have a nice day. Thanks for coming.
What's it going to take to put her away?
Well, a very sadly and sickeningly, a very high-profile case where someone going down there just to work, he was just going down there to do his job, mm-hmm. was murdered, and now they don't have a choice but to go back and look at the other cases. I've said this from day one. There are two bad actors. There are two rotten apples in this story. This woman, who is accused of drugging men in entertainment cities everywhere, and the system that allowed it to keep happening. And what's worse, I would argue the system where men were coming forward the next day filing a report saying, something happened to me.
And how many men didn't file a report because they're on a dude's weekend in New Orleans or in Vegas.
And they don't remember what happened.
And they don't want to go back home to Kansas City or Chicago or, you know, Louisville, Kentucky, and explain to their wife why they're out $15,000 and why they don't remember why they're out $15,000. Or in the case of this one guy, $80,000. Try explaining that to your wife.
And try saying that you believe that it was another woman who, you know, look up her picture and show that picture to your wife.
I want to remind everyone again that in the case of David Butler, she was convicted.
Mm-hmm. That was an $80,000 case.
And got probation.
$80,000.
So the system let her right back out. And it's not just New Orleans, you guys. She travels.
She did it in Vegas, too. And she was convicted in Vegas as well.
And Vegas, to me, you're even less likely to be believed as a victim when you're in Las Vegas, because they see it all the time where men and women go out, they partake in adult activities.
Don't they do that in New Orleans?
Yep. And then it is just assumed if someone ends up dead in a hotel room, well, he had a lot of alcohol in his system or had some drugs in their system, without listening to the men who have come forward to say, I did not consent to this. I did not give her my cell phone. Mm-hmm. I do not remember 12 hours of my life.
Mm-hmm. We had the story from the caller who said his friend woke up in the middle of the French Quarter in a vehicle that was not his, no shoes, no phone. He walked into the police precinct, told them what happened. Their response, it happens.
Yeah, it's... You look at her rap sheet, and it is infuriating.
Well, but back to, you know, we were talking about Vegas and the kids in Vegas. By kids, if you missed the previous half hour, kids as young as toddlers who are being strollered through the casinos. Doesn't Vegas, the city of Las Vegas, have a little bit of responsibility here? I mean, what is their famous tagline? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So you almost go there with this idea of we're going to do some bad stuff because what happens in Vegas has to stay in Vegas.
They have responsibility because it's a PR thing. The reason we don't hear about it, the reason they don't big deal it, is because it would stop people from going there.
Mm-hmm. Listen to the scam, the way it unfolded in 2021. The victim in this case, Dan Eggle, a traveling nurse who was raised in New Orleans. So knows the town, knows the city.
But now lives in Los Angeles, yeah.
You said felt so disoriented, he was having trouble seeing straight and walking. Here's what's important about this case, Scott. 10 days after he was drugged, he sent an email to his brother and detailed every single step of what he remembered happening, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the way the scam unfolded. They begin driving. And there's some sort of discrepancy between I want to go here and she's like, well, I don't understand where you're going. Because she's not an Uber driver. He hands her the device and the screen closes and locks. They do it again. The screen closes and locks. She says to him, just give me your code. Keep in mind, he's already been drugged at this point.
Yep.
He gives her the code. She's in the phone. She hands another phone back to him. Exact same black iPhone 12. Clear. Like, it's the exact same phone.
One difference. It's
not his, and it's dead.
It's dead.
Correct. She now has his phone, now has his passcode. Mm-hmm. The driver then says, you know what? This makes sense. You're in the wrong Uber. I'm here for Bill, not Dan. Get out of my car. So she drops them off. Yep. They walk off into the sunset. She's in his phone. She is now in. She has the keys to the castle. She's got your phone.
913-586-7798. She's crafty. Let's give her that. She's also evil. And she ruins lives. She may have ended one that we know of.
After he realized the phone wasn't his, he got on a laptop and began trying to access his accounts. And guess what?
He was watching his money drain away.
In real time. He had a password vault on his phone, and it appeared whoever had that device had gotten into it. All of his passwords were changed. I got into damage control immediately, and she had already locked me out of everything.
Obviously, once you're in the situation, it's too late, but I don't use biometrics on anything on my phone.
I do. I use my thumbprint.
I will tell you this based on what happened to my friends, also in New Orleans. Do not put biometrics on your bank.
I don't do it for any of it.
But you know what? And maybe this is because I'm just old. I don't do any financial stuff.
On your cell phone?
No, none. I do not even have online banking with the bank that I use. All my banking is paper. And, well, you know, and I have a card, of course.
And checks.
But, yeah, and checks. Lots of checks. But I do not even have an app on my phone where you could have access to any of my investments or any of my money. Period.
A man who was visiting New Orleans from L.A. said two nights before Eagles' encounter, he got into a car with a woman who claimed to be an Uber driver. Same exact thing happened, but he recognized the phone wasn't his. An argument followed. She then proceeds to pull several phones from her cleavage and said, I don't know which one is yours. At this point, he says, I'm like, this is bad. I don't know if she's prone to violence. At the next stoplight, I got out and booked it. He had thousands of dollars missing from his account the next day.
What were you going to say, Sam?
I don't remember. There was the one guy who said that he was in New Orleans for work. He was a home builder, and he showed up to the bar, ordered a water, started to feel ill. Huh, weird. I'm drinking water. Why do I feel sick? Went home and didn't lose any money, thankfully. He claims that he was approached by Danette in the bar as he was drinking the water. And he woke up on the floor of the home that he was renovating. Again, somehow got out unscathed.
But he got there before.
But was definitely drugged.
The drugs took the full effect.
Yep.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Story here from Fox. They've gone around the country and found out where you pay the most and the least for groceries.
Okay.
Okay. And it's based on the cost of groceries as a share of your median monthly household income. So don't think if I go to the store in New York City and buy certain number of items,
right,
it's $50. And then if I buy those exact same items in Alabama, it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, they're not comparing a $15 carton of eggs in New York to a $4 carton of eggs in Kansas. It's,
right. Actually, the eggs were $15 here, but you digress.
This is how much of your...
It's based on your income.
How much of your monthly income is consumed literally and figuratively by groceries?
Okay.
Cheapest state.
Louisiana.
No. Think about the amount of money you make.
Sorry. Colorado.
New Jersey.
Ooh, cheapest Jersey.
State. Yep.
Really?
Maryland is number two. Massachusetts is number three. Most expensive state for groceries based on what you make and how much of what percentage of your income, take home pay, is spent buying groceries. Most expensive state in the union.
California.
Think.
I know. Washington.
Mississippi. You want to think about states where they don't make a lot of money and they probably don't, some people don't make the best choices with what they spend
their
money
on. So the Virginias, it's going to be all of that. It's going to be Alabama.
Mississippi is number one.
Yep.
West Virginia is number two. Arkansas is number three. Missouri came in 18th. The average Missourian spends 2.11% of their income on groceries. Kansas, you're number 22 with 2.02%.
I still cannot get over not just the cost of eggs, but orange juice.
Switch over to mango. It's cheaper.
$11.
You mentioned that. I was at work yesterday, my Sunday activity, and there were multiple people that came up to buy the little quart of orange juice, and it's the same price it's always been.
It's so weird. I'm telling you, this was not freshly squeezed. This was not minus pulp or extra pulp. It wasn't any of that. It was just orange juice. It was $11.
Make the switch to mango. It's $3.99.
What is mango?
It's a fruit.
I know, but mango juice?
That's what we buy.
It is really good. Now, are you buying the real mango juice or are you buying mango flavored water?
Right. Well, like, are we talking Sunny D?
I don't know that somebody's squeezing a mango into the container.
It's not how juicing works, but I get okay.
Right.
I don't know. It's right there next to the orange juice in the refrigerator.
Okay.
You know what Sunny D is? It's sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Sunny
it.
D's not juice.
Okay.
Look at the top of the bottle or whatever container your juice comes in. If it says contains no juice, it's not juice, believe it or not. Tells you right there.
Shut up, Sam. I'm going to have T take a picture. She's almost home. I'm going to have her take a picture of it. She just got home. I'll have her take a picture, and then we'll take a gander.
Can I just say one funny thing about the Eagles meme that I just read? And then that's the last we're going to talk about.
Is this the Philadelphia Eagles or the Eagles that you went and saw in concert?
This is the Philadelphia Eagles, which, by the way, if you ever go out of town in the next year and people say, where are y'all from? It's probably best right now you don't say Kansas City. Because everywhere I went, oh, man, those Chiefs. And I just, it got to the point that you just want to go, I'm from the Midwest.
Not here.
Just say St. Louis. They don't even have a football team.
Yeah.
Well, but it's going to be the same response. You're from St. Louis.
The Southwest. What do you call the person that is, you know, okay, now boarding C group? That person. The Southwest.
The gate announcer.
Yeah, the gate announcer person last night, as we were all heading back to Kansas City, said, and last thing I will say is go Eagles. She said that to a flight full of Kansas City people coming back to Kansas City.
Mm.
So listen to this. So Philly courts are closing for the Eagles parade. This is a lawyer writing this, which means today I had to tell several clients that they're going to be in jail longer because the Eagles won the Super Bowl. One of them was like, so you're telling me I got to stay in jail longer because my team won? I was like, yes, sorry, sir. And he replied, I mean, go Birds, I guess.
I thought the Eagles parade was on Friday.
It did, but the meme just popped up and it's hilarious. They closed the courts. If you were in jail, you had to stay in jail.
Well, and if you got sent to jail, you had to stay in jail.
Don't do any criming and you don't have to stay in the jail.
How many people were sent to jail because of the rioting?
Well, there was a shooting at the parade.
Seriously.
Yeah.
What is up with those fans? Well,
they grease the light poles because they know
behave.
That fans will climb the light poles.
Oh, not to that extent.
Dana, there was a shooting at the Kansas City Parade, as you well know, a year ago. And there were two shootings at the Eagles Parade on Friday. People were writing in on Friday saying, parades are done.
They were. No more celebrating victory. We can't behave.
That is a shame.
It really is. Dan Weinbaum has the news coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dan and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.